This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Grab a coffee and come listen to Steve, Kerry and Warren on your community access radio station Plains FM.
Welcome back to Grab a Coffee. We're into our September, believe it or not, spring show.
Yep.
I think just before I introduce you, we're at spring for about a week.
Yep.
And we're back into winter, so. But it's always the case. Steve, how are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks, Juan. Yeah, I've been busy.
Yeah, good.
No, none of the flu.
Good, good. Well, we don't want that.
I think.
And I hope no measles either.
No.
No, that's been pretty bad, hasn't
it?
Kerry.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm really good. I've had all my measles shot and rubella shots and everything before I go away.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that the other day, actually, with you being away for about a month over in the motherland.
Yes.
You know, that you'd need to do something and make sure that you had had them.
Yes.
Yeah, so I certainly, at my age, I'm pretty sure my mother would have. I check with the doctor, but they don't seem to have, when you've changed a couple of doctors, they lose a few of the records and that sort of thing. They shouldn't, but they do. Transferring them into computers and that sort of thing, but anyway. So, yeah, but, it's been a funny sort of a time, though. You no sooner think, right, I'm going to get ready and get out and do something, and then, it's tripping again. Yeah, but anyway, that's what Christchurch is all about, isn't it?
Yep.
We've got our own little microclimate.
Yep.
It can turn on the tap one day and then it can turn on the sun another day and it's just...
Then it comes back again.
It can come back again.
Four seasons in a week. The old four seasons, not four seasons in a day, four seasons in a week.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Four seasons in a week,
So anyway, we've got the little Irish session today, and it's one of my favourite sort of guys, I can't think of his name, Will Rogers, is it? Hang on, I've just got to have a look. Will Miller, I should have known that. Yeah, no, he's, I got that CD way back when I was actually taking cubs. And bear in mind, I'm well over retirement age now, and my cubs that I was taking then have got, 11, 12-year-old children.
Yep.
Yes.
Which I still see, and they still sail along the street.
Oh, that's good.
But one particular one we'll have today will be the keeper later on. And my cubs in those days did a little play towards it.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
As you listen to it, you'll see what I mean about the keeper. Very good song. So, but anyway, we'll head into a couple of them to start off with. And we're going to go into Rambling Rover and Blarmy Rose, and we'll get those over and done with, and then we'll carry on.
Yeah.
Oh, there's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, from Antrim down to Dover, we will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
There's both a fame and diamond, and merciless employment. They've envisioned this deployment since the minute they left the school. Scrape and save and ponder, while the rest go out and squander. See the world and rob and wonder, and they're happier as a rule.
There's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But can be a rambling rover, from Antrim down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
I roam through all the nations in the line of all creations, and enjoying a visa station when the company did provide. And parting was no pleasure, I took another measure to the giffins and a treasure, for the omen were on me mind.
There's sober men of plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, from Antrim down to Dover, we will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Diddly die, 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 diddly
Well, if your bed with arthritis and your bowels have got colitis, you got galloping bulbitis and you're thinking it's time you died. If you've been a man of action or you're lying there in traction, you will get some satisfaction thinking, geez, at least I tried.
There's sober men aplenty and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. What can be a rum and over? From Antrim down to Dover, we will roam the country over and together we'll face the world.
One morning I met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. With my young affections and money she did go. She told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. Somewhere in the Emerald Isle is this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
Her cheeks were like the roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she was done with me, she had me raving too. She left me sorely stranded without a pound, you know. She told me she belonged to where the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. Somewhere in the Emerald Isle, it's this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
There's roses in Killarney and the same in County Clare. But on my word, those roses, boys, I can't see anywhere. She blarneyed me, and by the power she left me broke, you know. The stinker that belonged to her, the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town, and more say in Mayo. Somewhere in the Emerald Isle, this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow?
She murmured soft and low. First she said she loved me, aye, and then she had to go. Her Donegal, come all your brogue, it captured me, you know. But look to her and to the place the Blarney roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. Somewhere in the Emerald Isle, this I'd like to know.
Welcome back. You're on Plains FM, one of our community stations here in Christchurch, we're proud to be on it.
Yeah.
But anyway, as I was saying, tunes and music and that sort of thing. Steve, what sort of music do you like? Not sort of the artists at this stage, but what sort of music do you like? Kerry, you could be thinking about this at the same time.
Elton John.
Yeah.
I like his songs.
More country style.
Yeah,
ballad country style.
Yeah, yeah, country western ones.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm more country music orientated, because as I've gone to a lot of jamborees over the past and for with clubs and with other people, and you get to know a lot of...
It's easy. The country's easy listening, though, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's the country's back to the old days where you heard a tune, you could actually sing along with it because you could know the words. You know, today all you hear is the music, the heavy rock metal and that sort of thing. You hear the music, but you don't really know the words until you study. In actual fact, some of the songs that I really like over the last 10 years, I've begun to know the words to them because I've had time to listen to them.
Yes.
They were just in the background before. I sung along what I knew, but then you get to them and say, oh, hell, I've had that wrong for years, you know.
Rock got tangled up with country in many respects.
Yeah.
And and really, it's the other way around. Country, it's easy on the palate, is
easy on
rock. It's rock. Rock is way out there. It's heavy metal.
You know, I quite like your likes of like a wee bit of heavy metal, likes of Meatloaf and all those sort of things that
my mum
that are really nice. He's got some really nice songs, you know.
My mum liked his music.
Yeah, I might have a day with him actually, and have some bit harder music for everybody. Yeah. They might turn off. You never know. But anyway,
he's laughing.
Well, I know our producer. He'll take anything I give because he's about my age.
Yeah,
he loves the sort of music. He's a real music man.
Yes.
So, but you know, we're really lucky to have people like that actually produce our shows and that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think people realise just what the community radios actually do. You know, there's a lot of multicultural people that are associated with Plains FM. Yep. And
there is.
Yeah, I struck on it. Well, I worked it out. It had been about 15 years ago when I first started with them. And I had a break over the earthquakes because things happened the group I was doing it with wouldn't allow me to do certain things. Yep. So I took a break and then we come back in with you guys. So I've been here a few years now.
Mm. Well, you did it with Kerry for a while.
Originally Kerry's been with me right along. So
now I'm on.
But anyway, talking a lot of rubbish there, but it's good rubbish, you know.
It is.
It's what we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go into another couple of tunes, And this one's, the first one's Rose, the second one's The Keeper. Now, when people listen to it, it's a little bit churchy, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe how not. People see it.
Yeah.
But it's what was actually expected of us. So we'll go into those anyway, and we'll come back.
That's okay, Rose would say. Don't you worry none. We'll have good times by and by, next fall when the work's all done.
I married Rose when she was 17. We got a little farm. And the first year out, the old barn burned down, and I broke my good right arm. From then on in, well, things got bad. I suppose they could have been worse. But just seeing Rose in rags all day, it made me want to curse.
That's okay, Rose would say. Don't you worry none. We'll have good times by and by, next fall when the work's all done.
I watched her hands growing rough and red from working out there in the fields. She's putting up in mason jars whatever little crops they would yield. And I'd find what jobs there were in the town. Most times there was none. I bet Rose would still have me dinner waiting every night when the work was done.
That's okay, Rose would say. Don't you worry none. We'll have good times by and by, next fall when the work's all done.
Our firstborn had a face like Rose, I suppose a temper like mine. She'd sleep all day and she'd cry all night. She grew up and she married fine. Our only son, he went off to fight in some Southeast Asian war. A year went by and a telegram said, he's not coming home no more. One winter's night, 2 years ago, Rose took a terrible chill. She went to sleep, she didn't wake up, and I suppose she's sleeping still. But sometimes, when the wind is singing, high up there in the old hawthorn tree, it seems like it's not the wind at all, it's Rose still singing to me.
That's okay, Rose would say, don't you worry none, we'll have good times by and by, next fall when the work's all done. That's okay, Rose would say, don't you worry none, we'll have good times by and by, next fall when the work's all done.
One morning when the world's new and we first saw the sun, the Lord lay down to rest a while, so pleased with what he'd done. And of all the creatures that were made, he loved humankind the best. And so he placed into our hands the fate of all the rest. And all these things I give to you to keep and to protect, from the greatest of the big blue whale to the tiniest insect, to rule with loving kindness the weak, the wild, the strong, and treat my creatures gently, only you know right from wrong. But man was so conceited that he couldn't see the worth of all the other creatures who roam this lovely earth. One by one we hunted them, food and sport and greed, and one by one they disappear, each species and each breed. And all these things I give to you to keep and to protect, from the greatest of the big blue whale to the tiniest insect, to rule with love and kindness the weak, the wild, the strong, and treat my creatures gently, only you know right from wrong. Many years have passed, the Lord came back to see the earth and his creations that he'd left so fine and free. Ah, but where are all my silver streams, the forest dark and green? It was only dust and desert where humankind had been. And all these things I give to you to keep and to protect, from the greatest of the big blue whale to the tiniest insect, to rule with love and kindness the weak, the wild, the strong, and treat my creatures gently, only you know right from wrong. Where are all my animals, the hippo and the whale, and the fish that fell the oceans before your ship set sail? The lion and the tiger and the elephant so tall, oh, I left you as the keeper, do you not recall? And all these things I gave to you to keep and to protect, from the greatest of the big blue whale to the tiniest insect, to rule with love and kindness the weak, the wild, the strong, and treat my creatures gently, only you know right from wrong. I treat my creatures gently, only you know right from wrong.
Okay, welcome back. It's been a pretty much a music show today because I like Irish, I like Scottish.
I like Scottish.
And I could listen to them all day.
I
also like Australian. Believe it or not, I don't want to be a traitor or anything like that, but I like Kiwi songs as well. But anyway... yeah, we haven't got a heck of a lot of time left because I want to go out with Every Time I Drink Red Wine. It used to be me. I don't drink very much at all now.
Oh.
No, I just I don't need it anymore. Don't need it.
You drink
a lot of frustration
other,
still around,
drink
but
the
I
other
don't,
stuff.
But I don't. Yeah, I do. You're dead right. I like my whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, it's Kerry. The last we'll see of you for a month.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
You'll be away in the motherland. So
yes.
I hope you enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
I'm sure you will.
Yes, I hope I will because. When I will come back, I will bring back a lot of photos and a lot of photos that I will be blowing up and actually putting them in the photograph album. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
But it all depends on you.
Yep.
You're the one that makes it. You either like it or you don't.
Sure.
So good luck with it all anyway, Kerry.
Yeah.
And Steve, you'll be back next month anyway.
Yep.
So until then, it's... goodbye from the three of us.
Yes.
And we'll go out with Every Time I Drink Red Wine.
Every time I drink red wine, there's music in the air. I am yours and you are mine. Love is everywhere.
Remember, babe, in the high Italian snow, cold the night but warm the love, you and I alone. The old man played the mandolin, the young girl poured the wine, and your eyes said all I long to hear when you raise your glass to mine.
Every time I drink red wine, there's music in the air. I am yours and you are mine. Love is everywhere.
I went north, you went south, on a sleepy midnight train, like a moth in search of freedom. Long I never knew, and I often found a late night bar where I drank a health to you.
Every time I drink red wine, there's music in the air. I am yours and you are mine.
Like a blanket in the wind, and when no one near, I sometimes hear the lonely mandolin. So I'll drink to all the dreamers that the young girl poured the wine, and I'll look into your eyes again as you raise.